Because Christ lives, we too shall live forever through faith in him. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, especially looking at the second half of the reading. But because the first half of the reading talks about Jesus' first appearance on Easter Sunday, which leads into the appearance also to Thomas the next Sunday, we'll hear the entire reading from John 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. My dear fellow believers in Christ's and then also our own resurrection, Scripture doesn't explain to us why Thomas wasn't there with the other disciples on Easter Sunday evening when Jesus first appeared to the larger group of disciples. Not that Thomas was doing anything wrong or anything like that, but when he returned and heard from the other disciples that Jesus was supposed to have risen from the dead, well, he responded, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." And because of that, we know him as Doubting Thomas, but actually, I'm quick to say, wasn't he just like the other disciples? They doubted the resurrection until they actually saw Jesus themselves. And well, they got to see him a little bit sooner, of course. But Thomas didn't have that opportunity on Easter Sunday. And now, like Thomas, we all have our doubts at times. And when we experience life's troubles, we may wonder if God has forgotten us. And when we reflect on our own sinful thoughts, words, and deeds, especially those sins that would really trouble us, we may wonder if God can really forgive us. Well, Jesus knew that Thomas had his doubts, and so he returned a week later. And, well, Jesus knows when we have our doubts, and so he deals with that. But with Thomas, he appeared a week later. The doors were locked again. Thomas and the others, well, they still had their fears and their doubts. So Jesus spoke to all the disciples, and especially to Thomas, when he said, "Peace be with you. Put your finger here, see my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Jesus did for Thomas what he had done for all the other disciples. He graciously did what was necessary to remove Thomas's and the other disciples' doubts and fears. And well, Thomas responded, "My Lord and my God." He was confessing that Jesus was the true God and his Lord, and that he, Thomas, belonged to Jesus who had redeemed him. And Thomas, he didn't bring himself to that conviction. He didn't finally understand or grasp what was going on, figure things out. Rather, God graciously worked on his heart so that he could make this confession. As the Apostle Paul says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The risen Lord gave Thomas the power to believe and to confess. Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Well, for the sake of Thomas and the other disciples and all who actually saw the risen Savior 2,000 years ago, Jesus made an exception. But in this life, most people will need to believe in Jesus, believe that he rose from the dead without, well, seeing his death or his resurrection. But Scripture says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You and I, we haven't seen the events of the Bible. We haven't met the people of the Bible. We haven't seen God in his heaven. We are among those who have not seen and yet, by the grace of God, believe. And it's not because we figured it out, but because God has graciously opened our eyes of faith to see that Jesus did live, die, and rise from the dead for us. Because the risen Christ gives us power to believe and to confess. Because God has opened our eyes of faith so that we, like Thomas, can in faith see Jesus and say, my Lord and my God. Thank God that the risen Christ has given us power, the power to believe and confess that the risen Christ is your Lord and your God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending me the Holy Spirit so that I can boldly and proudly confess that the risen Christ is my Lord and my God. We pray in his name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.